Reviews.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Vacation rentals in Duval County have the green light. Each unit must be capped at 10 people. Those people should arrive at different times, and 6 feet of social distancing must be maintained at all times. Staff's instructed to undergo wellness checks every time they show up at work, defer to the Centers for Disease Control standards for sanitation, and stay away from the guests. An ATV and a car collided last night in Jacksonville, very seriously injuring one of the drivers. Police say it happened at around 6:30 on Powhatan Street. State officials have implied that some coronavirus tests that were conducted at the now-closed Prime Osborne Convention Center site might have been damaged. Yesterday, they said that more than 1,700 of the 90,000 tests administered statewide were affected, but the affected people will get priority retesting. 36 people in Duval County have now died as a result of the coronavirus. That's out of 1,336 cases. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600, WBOB, and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on Roosevelt Boulevard headed southbound, right at 295. Add about 2 extra minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy early, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high reaches 93. A few clouds tonight and a low of 70. Right now, 75 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tears into the media for their misreporting of Florida's recovery. Democrats say they will continue investigations into the Trump administration through the 2020 election. And a new AP poll finds most Americans still want to see local restrictions in managing the spread of COVID-19.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, good morning, 8 a.m. Hour here. It's now 8:04, going on 8:05. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Mike Sinan, one of the best in the news reporting business, is going to join us. He's the senior political reporter from FloridaDaily.com. I want to get to some of these clips, 831-0600. The news media has been, DeSantis goes off on the news media. We're going to get to that clip in a few moments. But also, there's a scandal brewing here, Roger, that the governor fired Rebecca Jones, who is a scientist. She's not really a scientist. She's a data information officer. Okay? She collects data. They said that Governor Ron DeSantis reopened up the state and hid the information of all of the people dying from COVID-19. That's not true, folks. Rebecca Jones was fired because she did not put the data in, which was supposed to be validated by other scientists from the Florida Department of Health. This is what the governor said.
She was putting data on the portal, which the scientists didn't believe was valid data. So she didn't listen to the people who were her superior. She had many people above her in the chain of command. And so she was dismissed because of that and because of a bunch of different reasons about how she did. She's not a data scientist. She's somebody that's got a degree in journalism, communication, and geography. She is not involved in collating any data. She does not have the expertise to do that. She is not an epidemiologist. She is not the chief architect of our web portal.
You know, Roger, if you were a DJ spinning records, you would be the master scientist, wouldn't you? Well, an MC scientist.
You know, that's a very good example. You know, she basically got fired because she didn't have any credentials as a scientist. Her job was to post the data that they gave to her. It would be like me and you coming into the radio station one morning and decide we're going to change the station to salsa music. I mean, that's not the purpose and it's not our role do. We're supposed to do what we're told, so we do it.
Man, it makes me want to go to Sal's right now and get some food. Anyway, 831-0600, Duval County School District now says that they're looking at, in fact, they've supported it, when the school season kicks back up, all the students may have to wear masks.
School is taking a step towards sending students back to class in the fall. Earlier tonight, the school board met virtually to discuss the plan to reopen and to make sure that they're prepared logistically for any concerns that pop up. One of the key issues, a vote to have each student go to school wearing a mask.
School Superintendent Dr. Diana Green pitched the plan to supply disposable masks to all students come the start of the new school year.
And then I told you that this was going to happen. There were going to be some polls going to end up going out to parents about what is your view on reopening up schools. Well, it's supposed to go out this week, but we have the story of a question that will be asked. But listen to this clip from News 4 Jax that was not included in the news clip of what should have been asked. Listen to this.
Well, the school district is also asking Duval County parents for their opinions on how and when schools should open back up this fall. Parents are being sent a survey allowing them to grade possible strategies on a scale of 1 to 10. Some of the scenarios include returning to in-person classes on August 10th, starting classes after Labor Day, or making no plans to return until further notice. It also asks parents how they feel about increased safety protocols, such as mandatory hand washing, social distancing.
Okay, wait a second. Roger, what is the question that should have been asked?
You know what? How do you feel about the online learning that we have been providing for you and your family at home? Is that something that works with you? And we haven't heard that answer.
And by the way, that was one of the questions that comes into it. They also see that News 4 Jax on their website and other groups out there say that if your child wants to return to school on August the 10th, also one of the things that we want to ask, should your child completely withdraw from their school and enroll an entire school year in a virtual school option out there? That was not reported. My question to you, Roger, what do you think parents would say to that?
Well, we've already been seeing some preliminary polling data saying that parents like it. You know, about 40% of parents nationwide like the idea of online learning. Now, whether it coincides with their schedule once the stay-at-home orders are lifted, that's another thing. But you're going to probably see a whole lot more parents say, hey, we like this idea.
831-0600. We are now at 9 minutes after 8 a.m. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some slow traffic on Bay Meadows Road headed east, just past Southside Boulevard. Add about 2 extra minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy early, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high reaches 93. A few clouds tonight and a low of 70. Right now, 75 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. From now until May 23rd, we're holding our big diamond sale, and now is the best time to buy a quality diamond of a carat or more. Here are a few reasons. First, the COVID-19 pandemic closed down almost all of the diamond trade centered in New York. Our diamond cutters asked us to house their inventories of big diamonds so they could make shipments from Jacksonville to both their wholesale and retail customers around the country. But most importantly, that allows us the ability to sell from their vast stock at brokerage prices you have to see to believe. All of these diamonds are graded for cut, color, and clarity and have independent laboratory grading reports from the most respected labs. Now, along with this vast collection of big diamonds, we put all of our own meticulously selected loose diamonds and engagement-style rings on sale at prices from 5 to 25% off, including Forevermark diamonds. We also take trade-ins, but remember, this sale ends May 23rd at Underwood San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Pontevedra.
Saying goodbye to a loved one is never easy. Hi, I'm Larry Self, owner of The Casket Store. For the past 20 years, we've been helping people create the perfect cemetery headstone. Our process is simple, no pressure, and our prices are surprisingly low. We install headstones, bronze markers, and upright monuments in any cemetery in the Southeast. We also offer bronze plaques for churches and schools. For more information and to see our work, please visit us at thecasketstore.com.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
SNC Square Roofing. Everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified, CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Some states announced they will not have a full-scale reopening until a coronavirus vaccine is ready. The Duval County School District is asking parents their views on when schools should reopen. And more than 600 doctors have signed a letter sent to President Trump asking him to end the national coronavirus shutdown.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's continue on with the news. Mike Sinan is, many of you remember Mike as the chief political correspondent for Fox News 35 out of Orlando. He is the senior political reporter for FloridaDaily.com. All right, before we get to DeSantis here, I want to play a clip. You covered a lot of both sides, Republicans and Democrats, here in the state of Florida. Listen to Democrat representative from California, Eric Swalwell, was saying that they plan to do investigations throughout 2020 through the election. Listen to this clip.
We have to have an ankle monitor on this president. This is the worst possible time for a serial offender like him to be running around unsupervised. In addition to passing the HEROES Act in Congress, relief for our state and local governments and our frontline workers, also gave Congress a remote functioning capability. So we will start holding hearings. We expect that any invitation or subpoena to a regular in-person congressional hearing would also be honored.
All right, so let me stop right here. So they may, you know, depict themselves as moderates, but you cover a lot of, again, Republicans and Democrats running for Congress this year. Talk about Florida. Do you think some of these could, I mean, South Florida, I get it, yes, very liberal. More of maybe like the Charlie Crist type. I mean, Stephanie Murphy, I'm not saying they're going to lose, but do you see some Florida Democrats going along with more type of investigations into a 2020 election? What do you think?
Well, I mean, absolutely, because that's just the new standard now for the way politics is done. I mean, Democrats see an opening in the House. They want to keep the president's name tied to scandal all the way through November. So, yes, the liberal wing is absolutely going to do that. Now, will there be any kind of push for any kind of action that comes out of these investigations? I don't see that from the moderates, because they've got to understand how they have to win with independent voters. And you know, unless you've got something really, really good, I mean, not even the Mueller investigation sort of swayed the general public into saying Trump is a bad guy that has to be gotten rid of. So unless you have something really, really good and very clear, then the public is not going to be moved. So I don't see... you use Charlie Crist and Stephanie Murphy for an example. I don't see those types jumping fully on board. I see them being very cautious about how they move forward.
Hey, you've reported on some of the articles at FloridaDaily.com about some of the parks are putting their reopening plan up. Listen to this poll. Here's Fox News' John Roberts, where there was a poll from the AP that recently came out about restrictions with reopenings. Listen to this clip.
With all 50 states now in some degree of rebooting, a new Associated Press poll finds 83% of respondents worried that reopenings will lead to new infections in their areas. But support for continued restrictions is slipping. 69% of respondents now supporting a ban on gatherings of more than 10 people, down from 82% last month.
All right, so, I mean, are there a lot of people clamoring for a Disney to reopening, which you've reported upon? Okay, so they're floating the idea, but we've heard from other analysts, they don't think Disney's going to open up till January of next year. What are you hearing out there?
Well, there's no way that Disney's going to stay closed until January of next year. I mean, financially, that would just be a disaster for the company. So you will see today, Universal Studios will be the first to present their plan. They're going to do that here in Orange County on their reopening. And I think, you know, when you're listening to what these polls say, I mean, just to ask yourself as the listener, would you go to a theme park right now? And so the answer varies pretty wildly from person to person. Some are willing to do it, some are not. What's most interesting to me about this theme park reopening plan is masks are going to be required if you're going to enter one of these theme parks. And for the most part, in Universal Studios here, their CityWalk, and Disney Springs, which is a dining shopping complex, they're taking everyone's temperature before they go in. So the question is, yes, you will wear a mask to get into the place. The question is, will you continue to wear a mask once you're inside? And what will enforcement from the theme parks be like? Are they going to, you know, shuttle guests out of the park with security for not wearing a mask once they get inside? So it's an interesting dynamic. And I'm fascinated to see how it plays out, how these theme parks want to enforce their own rules.
You know, I wonder if, you know, I play a lot of golf, but golf prices haven't really dropped because why? When you have somebody stay-at-home orders, it was considered somewhat essential, but they jacked up the golf rates by quite a few bucks. But here's the thing. Remember after 9/11, then Governor Jeb Bush was trying to promote state vacations. For those of you that live in Florida, go visit Disney and other things like that. Do you think, and this is going to be another interesting story to cover, do you think hotels and Disney will drop their prices in order to attract people, or do they think, hey, people are going to be wanting to spend money, we don't need to drop the prices? What do you think?
Well, I think there's a combination of factors at play. Disney is looking to land the big fish, if you will, to fill all their hotels while this is playing out. So can Disney land MLS soccer? They have 30 soccer fields at Wide World of Sports. And can they land the NBA to play their all the East Coast teams would come and be quarantined in Orlando and play their games in the gyms at Disney. If they can do that, then they won't have to drop any prices because, you know, they'll have their hotels full with these sports leagues. But if they don't, I mean, who really has a whole lot of money right now if, you know, the economy has slowed down so dramatically? So, yes, I do expect to see hotel prices dropping, maybe not necessarily at the high-end brand property names like a Disney, but certainly all the ancillary properties around those hotels are going to be out to make deals to try to keep people coming back through the doors.
Mike Sinan is the senior political reporter for FloridaDaily.com. Well, here's the clip. We've been playing it all day. Governor Ron DeSantis goes off on the media. This is unedited. Listen to this, Mike.
So any insinuation otherwise is just typical partisan narrative trying to be spun. And part of the reason is that because you got a lot of people in your profession who waxed poetically for weeks and weeks about how Florida was going to be just like New York. Wait 2 weeks, Florida's going to be next, just like Italy. Wait 2 weeks. Well, hell, we're 8 weeks away from that, and it hasn't happened. Not only do we have a lower death rate, well, we have way lower deaths generally, we have a lower death rate than the Acela Corridor, D.C., everyone up there. We have a lower death rate than the Midwest. Landing spot from tens of thousands of people leaving the number one hot zone in the world to come to my state. So we've succeeded, and I think that people just don't want to recognize it because it challenges their narrative, it challenges their assumption, so they got to try to find a boogeyman. Maybe it's that there are black helicopters circling the Department of Health.
So Mike, let's say we do a story. You do always a bang-up job. I mean, you've done TV, radio, and newsprint. So let's say you do a story based on the predictions by the CDC. I don't think anybody would fault you. I think what he's talking about, if I'm not mistaken, you clarify this, is he talking about the news reporters that have just plainly reported it, or some of the editorials by some of those like the Orlando Sentinel and the Miami Herald?
Is there any difference anymore in people's minds? I mean, really, that's kind of where we're at today is that, you know, and the newspapers, particularly the South Florida Sun Sentinel, has just been brutal on the governor, you know. And so I can certainly understand his frustration level. But, you know, when you look at what reporters have done with these predictions, I mean, they're coming from the foremost health experts in the world. And so the foremost health experts are wrong about this. And so, you know, that makes the media wrong. But the health experts don't get blamed. The media does. So, I mean, I think it's a combination of both because I think the line between what's editorial and what's actual journalism has been just so far torn apart because of the television talk shows where they have a series of talking heads on, or the editorials that get so much play, you know, get shared around all the time. And the editorial boards have never liked Ron DeSantis, and they never will. And so, you know, good for him in striking back at, you know, what, I mean, there have been some nasty, brutal attacks against him, especially out of publications that come from New York, where the corona crisis is way worse.
All right. Mike Sinan, the chief political, to me, he's still the chief political, but, you know, we're formerly from Fox News 35, senior political reporter for FloridaDaily.com. Mike, have a good weekend, brother. Good to talk to you.
All right. Before I go, happy 26th anniversary to my lovely wife.
Hey,
great.
Dude, you still look like you're in your 30s.
Thank you for the compliment.
All right, man. All right, good to have you on today. All right. Roger, I'll be dadgum if he didn't get that last word in there. That's good.
He got to, you know, if it's
anniversary. Yeah, we don't want to set a I'll do it for Mike, by the way. So anyway, hey, coming up next, we've got the latest clips. The question is your wherever you're listening to this show, is your local school district sending out questionnaires and asking parents to fill online questionnaires or answers about what to do with the upcoming school education? We'll have all of this story coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. All right, 831-0600. This is the clip I'm talking about right here, News 4 Jax.
Well, the school district is also asking Duval County parents for their opinions on how and when schools should open back up this fall. Parents are being sent a survey allowing them to grade possible strategies on a scale of 1 to 10. Some of the scenarios include returning to in-person classes on August 10th, starting classes after Labor Day, or making no plans to return until further notice. It also asks parents how they feel about increased safety protocols, such as mandatory hand washing, social.
All right, let me stop right there. So she says about returning, but if you notice the clip, didn't say, well, wait a second, what about the alternative about online school choices? And they ask you, you as a parent or you as an observer, 831-0600, I'd like to hear your view. If you had to fill out a questionnaire, if they were going to ask you, do you want to send your kid back to the normal brick and mortar school, or would you rather allow them as a school choice to do a virtual online? Tell me what you would recommend. By the way, do you think schools should reopen by August, or should we wait till September? I'd love to hear your views on this. And also, the other question I ask, we asked this a few weeks ago, with 92,000 deaths that have already taken place with COVID-19, what is not still being reported or talked about with all of this? What is your view, your opinion? Love to hear it. 831-0600 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On the Fuller Warren Bridge northbound, there's a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane. Be aware, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Some clouds early and then thunderstorms expected this afternoon. The high is 93. This evening, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 70. Right now, 76 degrees.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news. So, here's some good news for a change. Brought to you by Allstate Insurance, offering the protection you need and the service you
Torrance
want.
Torrance is a dad, and he was heartbroken after seeing his daughter so upset when she learned she wasn't going to be able to walk at her university's graduation. So he decided to bring the graduation to their driveway. And like most dads, Torrance went all out for his little girl. He built a full stage, had speakers, a podium, and a backdrop. It looked like a real university's graduation. The neighbors sat in their driveways and clapped as Gabriella walked across the stage in her cap and gown, of course, and received her hard-earned diploma. And who better to give it to her than her dad? Most people walk by weeds and think they're just that, weeds. But they're not, and people are making that known. They're writing on the sidewalk with chalk the names of the plants that are growing through the cracks of cement. The whole idea is to help others connect more with nature. Now that's good news.
For 68 years, the Allstate Foundation has delivered on Allstate's promise to serve as the good hands, especially in moments of need. The Allstate Foundation is contributing $5 million to accelerate relief and recovery for domestic violence victims, youth in need, first responders, and communities at large. Jolita Ray is proud to represent Allstate, offering the protection you need and the service you want. Jolita Ray. Call 904-309-5607. 309-5607. With Allstate, you're in good hands.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use promo code WBOB or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
The Florida Theater is proud of our city, and they're standing together with you. There's lots of chaos around us these days, but we will get through this. The Florida Theater has postponed many of their upcoming events for now, but they still have so much to look forward to in the months ahead. The Florida Theater has been here since 1927, and they're not planning on going anywhere. They look forward to providing you with memorable experiences in the very near future. Visit FloridaTheater.com for more information.
The Florida Theater is supported by Community First Credit Union.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Schools taking a step towards sending students back to class in the fall. Earlier tonight, the school board met virtually to discuss the plan to reopen and to make sure that they're prepared logistically for any concerns that pop up. One of the key issues, a vote to have each student go to school wearing a mask.
So how many of y'all feel that, even if you don't have any kids or grandkids, but if you do, how do you feel about children returning to school wearing a mask? Also, a new survey being sent out by the Duval County Public School District to parents, which I told you was going to happen, about safety requirements, sanitizing. I mean, come on, folks, that's common sense. But what about should your kid be allowed to have an optional choice of school choice of online schooling? Love to hear your views. Your calls are up next, 831-0600. Yes or no? Give me some ideas you would like to recommend. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump will be heading to Michigan later today. He'll visit an auto plant that's been turning out ventilators during the coronavirus crisis. President has a problem with voting by mail. He says it's ripe for fraud. Three people injured, a shooting last night at an outdoor shopping complex in Glendale, Arizona. One of those injured in critical condition, police say a suspect is in custody. Thousands remain out of their homes in flood-ravaged parts of central Michigan. Meanwhile, floodwaters forcing evacuations this morning in some areas of Virginia and North Carolina. The latest snapshot of the job market due for release soon. The government will issue its weekly employment report. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 139 points. NASDAQ futures off 33. S&P futures down 14. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. Out of over 1,300 COVID-19 cases, 36 people in Duval County have now died as a result. In St. Johns County, there have been 233 cases. Clay has had 333. Nassau has had 69. Some kids at a Jacksonville hospital might have a COVID-related inflammatory syndrome. Wolfson Children's Hospital is looking into the possibility that some patients might have multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. Their chief of infectious diseases says most children who contract it get it shortly after getting coronavirus, and most of them will recover from it. It's now okay to operate vacation rentals in Duval County. There are some new rules. 6 feet of social distancing must be maintained. Guests should arrive at different times, and each unit has a 10-person maximum. As for staff, they're instructed to undergo wellness checks every time they show up at work. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On the Fuller-Warren Bridge northbound, there's a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane. Be aware, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Some clouds early and then thunderstorms expected this afternoon. The high is 93. This evening, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 70. Right now, 76 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Democrats say they will continue investigating the president's administration through the 2020 election. A new AP poll finds most Americans still want to see local restrictions in the managing of the spread of COVID-19. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tears into the media for misreporting Florida's recovery.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's get to your calls, 831-0600. A couple questions we're asking on the table today. 92,000 people have died from COVID-19, but the majority of cases, of course, have come from up north. Very unfortunate on the issue in states of New York and also New Jersey. Florida does not have the situations that many of those northern states have. So my question we asked a few weeks ago, I think it's pretty much a non-brainer. We hear about the deaths. What is it that we're not talking about? Even some of the conservative media, overall the media, what are they not accurately reporting about COVID, coronaviruses, the deaths, and other things? I'm trying to not answer all the questions, Roger, because then I'll give away the answer.
Right.
I'd love to hear from you, 831-0600, 904-831-0600. And the Duval County School Districts and other school districts in the listening area are saying that they've already supported measures that if your child or your grandchild comes back to whatever school may start, we're going to make them wear a mask. And do you agree with that? Yes or no? And the third question dealing with that, also in other issues we talked about this morning, is when do you support schools reopening? And how would you support them to reopen? I'd love to hear your views. 831-0600. Let's go to Keith. Hey, Keith. Good morning, brother.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning, gentlemen.
Man, you got what I got.
COVID-19.
No, it's just some smoke. But my question this morning is kind of an interesting one, I guess. The schools want to, you know, provide a survey and let the parents have input to, you know, when they open and whether or not they should buy masks and stuff like that. Said, but if I, as an average citizen with no child in the system, have to pay for that stuff, how do I get an input? How do I let them know what I want? Is there some way for me to take that survey, or do I just have to suffer with whatever some bureaucrat decides?
Keith, if you are in the studios right now, I would order you breakfast, my friend. That is a great, great question. I hear this all the time. For years, I would cover this as an education reporter in politics that, well, Ed, I don't have any children in the school district. What should my, why should I continue to pay taxes? But you bring up a good point. What about others out there that should have a lot of input on this as well? That is, Keith, I wish I had an answer. That is a great question.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, and for your coronavirus thing, I think the thing that's not being reported is the number of people who've already had it. I know we're searching for that, but the people who've had it and survived and got on the test for the antibodies that said you had it last week instead of you had it today.
Okay. Well, that is a great one. Hey, Keith, I appreciate it, man. Have a good day. Keith asked some great questions there. 904-831-0600. I mean, why not ask everybody? If you pay taxes, you have a contract with the school district out there. Your property tax, your sales tax pays for education of others. Should you not have a say as well? That is a great question. Let's go to Brian. Hey, B, what's going on this morning?
Hey, man, you're going to be hearing from my attorney. You didn't properly warn me to wear an earmuff when that guy spread COVID-19 through my receiver.
Great one, man.
Damn it. Oh, and here's a courtesy. There's a cop out on JTB. Luckily, he's being nice to me, it looks like, going eastbound right at Gate Town Center. So with that disclosure, the thing that I'm not hearing is all these people, I think, you know, Trump puts his money in a blind trust or whatever like that. He's got some small investment in some French pharmaceutical that makes this generic hydroxychloroquine, whatever you say that word. But what's not being reported to me is why is it that everybody who opposes Trump is so big on this remdesivir or whatever, which is patented, a whole lot more expensive. So there's only one manufacturer who's going to reap and gain if that is the solution for the world. Who's the investors of that? Like, the media is not going into that.
Interesting. I mean, you know what? That is another great question on that as well. And by the way, who's getting it? On the mask area, who's getting the contract for that?
Well, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? When these contracts are divided by many, as in the form of a generic, you know, unless Trump's out there touting only this one manufacturer, which he's not,
right.
But you know how the boogeyman is. They say follow the money, but I know remdesivir is patented, if that's the way you pronounce it, so they're going to be the only manufacturer to save the world. Who is it that's behind them? Not that I'm saying there's a conspiracy, but I know the media's not asking that.
No, great question. Hey, Brian, I have clients. We have clients at PR firms that advertise with the station. They also do advertising with us at FloridaDaily.com. And this is just a little insight. I'm not giving away trade secrets here. But some of these companies that send me, you know, people that come on the air, you know, a lot of PR firms have taken a hit and the revenue has gone down. Some of these that I know of, their numbers have actually gone up because they, are you ready for this? They represent companies like pharmaceuticals. The PR companies have not gotten hurt whatsoever. Their business has actually gone up.
Yeah, kind of like a bicycle shop right now.
Man, that is another good... Man, I'm getting stumped this morning, Roger. Man, everybody's hitting me up with some interesting observations.
Yes.
Hey, Brian, have a good day, man.
Hey, you too. Enjoy the show.
Right, yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. 83... Man, I'm stumping Ed Dean this morning. What's going on? 831-0600. Henry. Hey, Henry, what's going on this morning?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think one thing that's not being reported is that, and this is two cases. One is that court cases are pushed back 2.5 years now. They're backlogged that far, and that kind of personally affects me. And my granddaughter, she got divorced, and her child support to go to court and get that settled is backed up at least 12 months.
Hey, Henry, Henry brings up an interesting point. Henry, I want to ask you a question, but Henry's exactly correct. Jury trials are now, in some of the other court cases, you bring up an excellent point. We're supposed to reopen later this month. In fact, next week. I think now they've technically been pushed back to July. And you're right, Henry. There is a backload of cases. But, Henry, let me ask you this. We're told that some of the judges are at least still seeing some of these issues via Zoom. Is that something that you've chosen? I mean, some lawyers will tell you, no, we want to do it in court. We don't want to do it by Zoom. Have they offered that as an option for your daughter?
No, that's not an option. The person they assign, the person they assign her case to, or the judge or whatever, does not want to do Zoom. So
I don't blame you. I wouldn't do it either. Yep, great point on the court cases, Henry.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
I was wondering, you know, with respect to that question, you know, we have a constitutional right, if we're accused of something, to a speedy trial. I wonder if charges have to be dropped now against people if they can't get to court in under a year.
No. Hey, Roger, how many people don't get arrested? It's two-plus years before it goes to trial.
I don't hang out with criminals, but I'm just saying that may be a justification for some
you're a smooth criminal.
Sharp lawyer may bring that up. I don't know.
So here's the question. Roger, what do you think? You think 904-831-0600. I'm getting emails from people telling me, Ed, you know what? You better ask me as a parent first before that school district enforces or decides to be the parent on putting a mask on my child. What do you think about that, Raj?
Well, you know what? If you're going to go into the school, I think they have a right to demand it. You know, they can demand uniforms if they wanted to, you know, badly enough.
All right, let me go further.
Especially if it's a public health issue, yeah.
What if they demand it's a public health, not in every state. But what if they demand that your child be vaccinated, take a needle? What do you think, Raj? Would you support that?
They already do. That's already required.
Every child is required to take a flu shot?
Yes. Or have a series of vaccines. I'm not sure which shots they have to be protected from. Flu may not be in the list, but things like measles, and you're required. Before you can send your kid to school, that's required. You have to bring the documentation from either the health department or your doctor, your family doctor, before they can be enrolled, if you want to enroll them. Now, if you'd rather do homeschool, that's an option for you.
That is something I overlooked, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're not a dad. Yeah, you're not a dad yet, but yeah, that's required.
So Roger says public safety. How many of y'all agree? 831-0600. Should your local school district mandate? By the way, not the parent bringing the mask. It's one of the school district's masks. Think about that.
Mm.
So if you want to bring something that looks nice and artistic and all that, no, the school district's going to do that. How many of y'all would support that? That the child must have to wear a mask going to school. Give me the pros and cons. 831-0600. Also, tell me, as we go now into 90,000 plus deaths that have happened from COVID related, do you think your view that is not being properly reported when it comes to the overall COVID? I got a couple of answers. I want to know what you think. 831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Roads are looking good for the most part, but we do have our usual slow traffic on I-10 eastbound right between 295 and 95. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Some clouds early and then thunderstorm is expected this afternoon. The high is 93. This evening, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 70. Right now, 76 degrees.
Some surgical mask etiquette tips.
Protective masks not only help prevent you from encountering the virus, they help keep you from inadvertently spreading the virus. Wearing special masks that feature your team's logo or your favorite character can be good, just be mindful of the message you're sending. Also, be aware that we can tell if you're really smiling or not. Your eyes tell it all. And yes, it is an insult if upon seeing you, someone says something like, "Wow, you've never looked better." This message brought to you by
Derek Padgett Electrical Services is an essential business that will continue to serve you during the current situation. Whether you have an electrical emergency or need routine electrical work such as new construction or remodeling, Derek Padgett can do it. Derek Padgett Electrical Services covers all of Northeast Florida and is licensed, bonded, and locally owned. You can count on Derek Padgett Electrical Services to be there for you. Call 904-586-6741, 586-6741. That's 586-6741.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jacks.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Weeknights at 9 on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Some states announce they will not have a full-scale reopening until a coronavirus vaccine is ready. The Duval County School District is asking parents their views on when schools should reopen. And more than 600 doctors have signed a letter sent to President Trump asking him to end the national coronavirus shutdown.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it...
48 minutes... Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. Let me take off my mask there. That was Dr. Fauci. The guru of all the COVID-19, he said back, this was on CBS News, by the way. By the way, you see the media reporting that? He says a mask isn't going to do anything, Raj. So what's the point of putting them on kids at a local school?
Well, look at the timeline when he made that announcement. There was a concern that there would be a shortage of the PPE, is what it's been called, for hospitals, those who are treating people with COVID-19. And I do believe this is just a hunch. And I wish if it's true, he would be honest and say it, because right now he's undermining every time that clip gets played by some media outlet. If there is any benefit to people wearing masks, all he's right. Undermining it, whether or not he was simply trying to keep people from hoarding it by being a little dishonest.
The PPE with the MEE, yes. And with the COVID-D. And okay, anyway, let's go to some calls. Let's go to Nate. What's up, Nate?
Hey, Ed. Hey, Roger. Hey, this is for the reporter in you. How comes nobody's asking how many people died this day last year compared to how many people died today? Through this whole COVID thing, they're saying 5,000 people a day are dying in New York. Well, how many people died regularly last year? How come nobody in New York's dying from the flu? What are the real numbers? How many people is this really affecting?
I think it's a good question.
Let's do a comparison. And then what are the comorbidities that these people have? I'm a nurse, so I'm using big words. How many of these people are going to die anyway? And Roger, on the mask, The cloth mask is 2% effective.
Okay.
It makes you feel good. I saw a guy.
right, riding a moped with a mask. Right, I see people in cars with masks on themselves.
Okay, Nate, let me ask you this. You're a nurse, okay? 2% effectiveness in contracting it or spreading it to someone else if you're asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic.
Okay, here's the deal. All the mask does is it keeps droplets from your mouth going to somebody else.
Okay.
If I'm wearing a mask, I'm protecting you. If you're wearing a mask, you are not protecting yourself.
Right, I know that. But 2% number.
If you're symptomatic, then wear a mask. Well, but if you're not symptomatic,
hold on, Nate. Go ahead, Roger.
The 2% effectiveness, is that having to do with spreading it to someone or contracting it?
I just read the stats, and it said the cloth mask is so porous, it's 2% effective.
In what area? So, getting it or passing it on?
They didn't specify. Okay. They just said that was, you know. In other words, they're saying these cloth masks that are stylish and everything are basically useless.
Right.
You know, unless you have the correct mask on. When we're in the hospital, tuberculosis is spread by air. So basically they put a mask on you and they put a bubble on your head and they squirt saccharin into the bubble, you know, the fishbowl, whatever.
The artificial sweetener?
And if you tasted the saccharin, your mask did not work. It wasn't fitting properly, and you had to adjust the mask until you did not taste the sweetener. Then you could go see your tuberculosis patient.
Wow.
So,
all right.
I mean, a proper mask, a mask is a one-time use. They're making me wear a mask. I've wear the same mask for a week, which is dangerous to me.
Mm-hmm. You know, I try to wear my hunting mask and a ski mask in a local Publix, and they kicked me out.
Try going to the bank with that. Nobody's telling us the real numbers of how many more people are dying, because X amount of people die every day, and then they're tagging this
COVID to
the people. 30 people have died in Duval County. 1 million people live here.
Great point.
That's not a big number.
I got to run, Nate. Hey, stay in touch with me, okay? That's a good point, man. All right, brother. Let's go to I just want to get a couple of the calls in here, but Nate with some great information. Yeah. Let's go to Mark. What's up, Mark?
I'm going to play off of Nate because I had the same argument, but I wanted to do a little more scientific because people are going to complain. They're going to say, well, a lot of people aren't driving, so you're going to miss those deaths. So I'm just going to say let's estimate 25% of the people are out there driving because they're essential workers. So you take that 25% number, multiply that times the automobile death rate, and you subtract that from the death rate last year. And then you take the 75% number to the death rate by automobile accidents and add it to the death rate from this year. And then you compare those two numbers. And then you now know the difference between what was dying on a baseline and what's dying in addition because of COVID. And you've subtracted out the vehicles.
All right. I appreciate the call. Okay. Thanks for the call, Mark. Roger.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. I appreciate what you guys are saying this morning, but remember, it's a morning show. You're getting a little too engineerish on the rest of the listeners.
Left brain.
I understand what you're all saying. My point that I'm getting at, some of you I think are getting a little too deep. The questions I keep asking are that I think everybody should be focusing on. The deaths, and again, what was the main cause for the deaths? If COVID pushed them over the line, okay, fine. But is it still COVID all related, or is it more because of their pre-existing? That's a great question. But the other one is you don't go by the infections, folks. You look at the hospitalizations and the deaths. And by the way, how come nobody's talking about all of the recoveries that are taking place? That's my questions. And we could spend another hour on this. Hey, the podcast comes up next at WBOB.com. Click on the Ed Dean Extra. More coming up next. 855 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Roads are looking good for the most part, but we do have our usual slow traffic on I-10 eastbound right between 295 and 95. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, then rain with thunderstorms in the afternoon, the high 93. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 69. Right now, 77 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media.
Now here's syndicated columnist Gal Thomas.
The latest, but surely not the last, attack on President Trump is coming against his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. Pompeo is being pummeled by the left. What for? For failures in policy? No. His sin is asking someone on staff to walk his dog and pick up his dry cleaning. Do we really think a Secretary of State should be doing these things himself? The Washington Post, naturally, says he's spending taxpayer money hosting dinners for successful people and only Republican members of Congress. The horror. This is the type of pettiness that has turned so many people against Washington. The city has become dysfunctional from its city government to its federal government, and the press has squandered any integrity it once enjoyed when I was starting out in the business, surrounded by real journalists who were committed to reporting the news, not slanting it to promote their biases. There will be more of this, more investigations by the Democrat majority House, more revelations by a media that mostly wants this president replaced, and less confidence in Washington and its institutions. Somewhere, the founders of America are shaking their heads. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The stock market is tanking. Unemployment will likely reach an all-time high. Experts are saying the worst is yet to come, but what we need now is a solution. We have Colin Plume, president of Noble Gold, for some advice. What can Americans do now to prepare for a financially secure future?
It's time to invest in assets that are sure to maintain value through any economic disaster, such as gold, silver, and other precious metals. Holding shares in companies that might not be there next year doesn't make any sense to me, and the markets are made up of hundreds of companies just like this. Take a look at the Dow Jones from 25 years ago. There are less than a handful of companies that have survived the test of time, such as Kodak and Westinghouse. But the precious metals market is not only surviving, it's thriving.
That's encouraging, Colin. But how do our listeners, especially ones without financial savvy, explore the best strategies for their specific needs? And do we even have gold left? I heard there's a shortage.
We have helped thousands secure their investment and ready to help more. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
The Obamagate floodgates are opening. What do you need to know about the biggest political scandal in American history? Tune in to America First with me, Dr. G, with Joe DiGenoa and Victoria Tansing for the latest updates. Congressman Steve Scalise on why Nancy doesn't want to come back to work. And then my buddy Boris Epstein and Jennifer Horn on the latest crazy developments in D.C. and California.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
All right, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, a lot of emails coming in. And for those of you that want to email me, just do it at WBOB.com, ed@WBOB.com. And don't forget the podcast. Man, we did a lot of them yesterday. We got some good podcasts. And one good thing about the podcast, folks, is that you'll hear things that we may touch upon a little bit of the radio show. Sometimes, yes, we do an extension. Not to sound redundant there. But we do it an extension of the morning show. But also we throw in a lot of topics that we might have barely covered, and it gets a lot more interesting on the podcast with a lot of our guests as well. So just go to WBOB.com, click on right where it says Ed Dean Extra. And sometimes these things are about 15, 20. We don't make them boring, Rog, as you know. We kind of make them very entertaining. So that'll be ready to go, as some of them are already ready to go on right now. Also, when you're at the app, check out all the rest of our other shows. All right? Great weekend shows we have also here during the day. Go to WBOB.com. While you're there, download the radio app on your smartphones and your Android phones. Download the app. There's no charges, no pop-ups. Go to WBOB.com. WBOB.com. What a great show. A lot of great calls this morning. I love being stumped, Raj.
Yeah.
And always enjoy it. Again, we're thankful to God every day for the show and all of you that tune in. Ready to go tomorrow morning. We got a packed house tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Ed and Roger, the morning show right here on Talk Radio WBOB.